Now verse 5, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? Even when they went through the rituals that God had given them, and they went through them. If you had gone among those people in that day, and especially down in Jerusalem at the temple, why, you couldn't understand what the Lord was talking about. Why, he says, why, these people are going through the rituals. They're doing what they're commanded. Yes, but their heart was far from him. Even when they went to the temple to praise God, they were so greedy, and covetousness had so possessed them like a disease that they would there sing the songs and at the same time think about business the next day and how they were going to cheat people. May I say to you, they not only carried their sin into the wheat, but they carried it even into the temple. What a picture that we have here. And again, he brings this up. This man knew what it was to be a poor man. And I want to say that maybe that's the reason I love this man Amos so much. He talks my language. He says the thing that I understand. He was poor. And some of us know what that means. Verse 6, that we may buy the poor for silver. They even had to sell themselves into slavery, and that was permitted in that land, even under the Mosaic system. But I tell you, God protected his people even then, and the needy for a pair of shoes. That's how cheap they were. Yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. That means second. That means those things that were leftovers. I never have felt right about taking up old clothes to help the poor in the church. I have never felt like giving them the leftovers of anything. I had a man that was a dairyman down in Georgia when I had the little church there. And he told me, he says, well, I come right by the seminary. That was during the summertime, and I was preaching in a little church out there, and he says, I generally have a quart of skim milk left over, and I'll leave it for you if you want it. And I told him even then when I could have used it, I said, no, thank you, sir. He would praise God that he was able to help the preacher by giving him a quart of skim milk. May I say to you how cheap and cheesy we can be with God in these matters, and that's exactly what these people were doing in that day. And my friend, God noted that. It was no accident that the Lord Jesus there that day, he sat and watched how the people gave in the temple. Somebody says, is that his business? You bet that's his business. That's his business today, friends. This is strong meat that we're looking at here. It's very harsh language, but God's speaking, friends, in this book here. And I think he's speaking loud and clear in these days in which we're living.